Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. The Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
We'll praise you, Heavenly Father. And Father, we give you thanks for another day and seeing us through the night. Now, Father, as we go to prayer, we thank you, Father, for a time that we come together like this to study your word. We ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive, so we can learn, Father, how to walk according to your word. Walk in faith and in the Spirit to be your children, Father, and not our own, but that the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit lives to us, Father, and will do your work until the end. Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. We're going to be, this morning, pardon me, dealing with the 12th chapter of Deuteronomy. We find it's got some good stuff in it. Beginning here with verse 1. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it, all the days that you live upon the earth. Verse 2, you shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess served their gods. You see, this is why, pardon me a moment. This is why God was having them to destroy all of these places. It was because they were idol worshipers. And we know that our God is a jealous God. He tells us that. No. But still, they're worshiping them gods that are idols and does nothing for no one, which we know is impossible. He said their gods upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. 3. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. We're not only going to destroy the image itself, but even the names. Now, ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God. In other words, you're letting him know, no, you don't take me out. 5. But unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name, there even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. In other words, the place in mind for them to go, and all are to go to the same place. Now, what if we were like that? Our capital is in Washington, D.C. What if we all had to go to Washington, D.C. ever so often to worship? No, we don't have to. You see, God has been very merciful unto us, very loving. And we have our own places that we can worship. But we should all be connected. And we should all belong to the same church. Not the same place, but the same church, his church. There is only one real church, and that's his. Those of us that are out in our places and with our churches, we are to teach the same thing, which is his word. His word is truth. His word will get you to heaven. His word can get you healed. His word can get you everything that you are really in need of. But so many has deviated from his word. Yes, they'll use parts of it, but they do so in turning things to make it say what they want it to say instead of what God has said with it. That's why when we read and study our Bible, we need to take it chapter by chapter, verse by verse, to see what God is saying in his word. And you'll find it don't contradict itself, as some believe. But you see, that's because they don't understand, because they don't belong to him. We have to belong to him We do that by going through Jesus and by being anointed with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. He gives us direction. He gives us guidance. And everything that we need in order to be that child of God. Now, in verse 6, and thither ye shall bring your burnt offering and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offerings of your hand and your vows and your free will offerings and the firstlings of your herds and of your flock. He's telling them exactly what they are to do. Now, you notice here in that verse, even back then, they were to pay tithes plus other offerings. And tithes is moved forward plus offerings. Because we are to be giving to our church so it can be of help to others that are in need. Verse 7. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God. And ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hands unto, ye and your household, wherein the Lord thy God has blessed thee. 8. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day. Every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. Uh-oh. He's talking about that man wanting to do things his own way. He goes on here in 9. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. All right, now, 8. We've done that. She's calling time on us. And that was not set up that way. But she's going to cut us off. So we're going to stop here and check out and make sure everything is set for 6 p.m. this evening. So if you will, go ahead and read this and have prayer with the Lord God. And we'll get back into this evening at 6 p.m. I don't know what they've done there at the station. Sorry, Kenny, they've cut us off. Oh. I'm sorry, folks, but the channel has messed up. Be back with you at 6 p.m. this evening.
Well,